So today we're going to talk about taking trips on sukkahs, because that's the sugya. And Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, it's a pretty much self-contained sugya. And there's one particular element that I wanna focus on a little bit more. But let's take a look at the Gemara first. Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. Holchei drachim bayom, p'turim min ha-sukkah bayom, v'chayavim b'layla. People traveling during the day, apart from sukkah during the day, that's when they're traveling, but they're chayav at night when they're not traveling. Great. Holchei drachim b'layla, p'turim min ha-sukkah b'layla, v'chayavim bayom. Traveling at night, apart from sukkah at night, you're chayav during the day. Essentially, you're chayav in sukkah when you're not traveling, you're p'turim from sukkah when you are traveling. It therefore should come as no surprise that holchei drachim bayom u'b'layla. If you're traveling day and night, what's the halacha going to be? Pater b'yom u'b'layla, pater minasukah bein b'yom, bein b'layla. Right, obvious, no surprise over there. If you're pater whenever you're traveling, and you're chayiv whenever you're not traveling, so it makes sense that if you're traveling 24 hours, you're pater 24 hours. But then the Braisa says, holchin l'dvar mitzvah, p'turim bein b'yom, bein b'layla. That's only the rules that we said that you're only pater while you're actually on the road. That's if it's just a regular halich derech. But if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, your purpose in traveling is for a dvar mitzvah, then even while you're not actively traveling, even while you're on some sort of break from traveling, you're still pater from sukkah, which is a very great chiddush. And the Gemara says, and I'll tell you two stories that support this. Kiyad Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, kiyavu aili b'shabata derigla, l'bei reish kalusa, on the Shabbos of the Yontif, they would go to the reish kalusa, they would go mimvaka p'nei Rabbam, havu gonu araksa de sura, they would sleep by the riverbanks of Sura. Apparently, it was a nice place to camp out, fresh air, right by the river, the water, beautiful. That's where they would stay. But you know what they didn't have? A sukkah! Amri, and they explained, anan shluchim mitzvah, ananu p'turin. It's okay, we're shluchim mitzvah. And therefore, even though we're not traveling at night, we're stopping at night, we're pater from sukkah, because if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you're pater, bein bayom, bein belayla. That's one story. That's really the only story. Then the Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan, shomri ya'ir. People who are responsible to protect and guard a city are pater while they're doing their job, but they're chayiv at night. And if they're night guards, they're pater at night and they're chayiv during the day. And obviously, it should therefore follow. If they're 24-hour, they have a 24-hour shift, then what's the halacha going to be? Pater for 24 hours. Pater minasukah ben b'yom ben b'layla. Shomri gino supardesim p'turim ben b'yom ben b'layla. And if you're out in the middle of nowhere watching gardens and orchards, you're pater day and night. So it says more, why? V'lav di sukkah hasim b'laysu. Why can't they just build the sukkah where they are, by the gardens, by the orchards, and watch like that? Two answers. Abaye Yarmateshu came to do. How are they going to schlep, the way Rashi understands, how are they going to schlep their bed and their furniture and everything they need all the way out to the Ginos and Pardesim? They're not going to be able to furnish the sukkah. And you don't have to stay in an unfurnished sukkah because you don't stay in an unfurnished house. If you don't have a table and a chair and a bed, you don't stay in your house. So Teshu Ketaduru tells us, if you don't have a table and a chair and a bed in your sukkah and it's not easy to get one, you don't have to stay in the sukkah. They're pater from sukkah, which is so interesting because, so what? So where are they going to go? They'll be outside of the sukkah. Are they going to have a table, a chair, and a bed there? No, it doesn't seem like it. They're in the middle of nowhere. They're by the Gidos and the Pardesim. But Avol Bikain, it's not a sukkah. You're not hiding sukkah if your sukkah is not going to be like your house. Your sukkah experience is not going to be a teshvu experience like your house, which is a stunning chiddush of the Gemara. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, there's a different reason that they're pater. Pirtza Kora Laganav. Pirtza Kora Laganav. That they're supposed to watch these vast orchards. Right? So what are they going to do? They're going to build a sukkah. You only need three walls. But they're blocking their view on three sides. So a Ganav is going to come around to the right, to the left, to the back, and he'll be able to take everything. And then it's like sleeping on the job. They're not going to be able to protect the area properly. So Pirtza Kora Laganav, that's what Rava says. It says, well, the Mainav Kamina between them, my Binayu, Ikabinayu to come out to carry the Piri. Let's say you're not watching a vast orchard. You're watching a basket of fruits. So you have three walls, and right by the opening, there's a basket of fruits right there. That's all you're watching. So you don't have to worry about Ganavim, getting past you. You'll see everything that you need to be watching. But according to Abaye, you still don't have a bed there, you still don't have a table there, you still don't have chairs there. It's still not Teshul Ketadu. So on, just we'll start at the end. On that last place, let's discuss Teshuva Kein Tedura a little bit, because this whole Gemara, this whole Sugya, obviously relates to the notion of Teshuva Kein Tedura explicitly at the end and implicitly at the beginning. What do I mean by that? Explicitly at the end, because at the end it says, Nishama Yunus Foundation, Teshuva Kein Tedura, Abayi says all about Teshuva Kein Tedura. And implicitly at the beginning. Why? Because what does the Gemara start off with? If you're Holchei Derech, you're Pater from Sukkot. Why? Are travelers put from anything else? A Holchei Derech, is there like a traveling exemption? Like, there are people that believe that. Oh, as long as you go to Miami for vacation, so you're Pater from Tznius, you're Pater from Kashas, you're Pater. But there is, but that's not, that's that. If you live there, it's a different thing. If you live there, then you're Chayiv. But for if you're only on vacation, then you're Pater. No, so the Holchei Drachim aren't Pater from anything. So says Rashi, Holchei Drachim Yom Pturim Nesukah B'Yom, says Rashi, Dichsiv Basukos Teshvu. Kein yeshivas beso. You're supposed to live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house. Kashem shkol hashan einu nimna milachas bederach b'schora. Kach kol yom osachag sheinu yom tov lo tzrichu akosav l'noah. Just like during the year, you live in a house. Would you say, I can't go on a trip because I live in a house, and it would be cheating on my house if I went on a trip? No, you leave your house sometimes. That's okay. People leave their house sometimes. So you can do that with a sukkah also. And when you leave your house, do you have lunch when you're out of your house? Yeah, you're going on an all day trip. So you're Jewish. You pack up the minivan, and you know you have the kids sitting on each other's laps because there's no room once you put all the food in, because you're worried that there's never going to be food ever again. So you have tons and tons of food that you need for lunch. Tons of food. That's the way we do things, right? And no one has a problem with that. That's the way you live. Treat your sukkah the same way. Go on a trip, leave your sukkah, and bring food with you. It's fine. That's Rashi. It's Teshuva Kein Tedura. This is all part of Teshuva Kein Tedura. So this whole sugya is Teshuva Kein Tedura. We'll start with the end here a little bit, just a quick ha'ara that Tosos just points out. Machlok is why the Shomer Ginos of Pardesim don't have to sit in sukkah, right? So Abaye says, why not? Teshuva Kein Tedura. They can't have their furniture there with them, the way Rashi understands it. It's not Teshuva Kein Tedura, and that's why they put from sukkah. For some reason, Rava wasn't satisfied with that explanation. Rava says, no, the problem is Pirtza Kora Laganav. You know, the Gemara asks, what's a Nafkamina? But it's not even like Rava's adding. I mean, the only Nafkamina was a case where Rava's concern won't apply and Abaye's concern will apply. We did not have a Nafkamina in the reverse. Right? Ideally, if you look for a Nafkamina, you want to have it both ways. You know, one nafkamina where A applies and B doesn't, the other nafkamina where B applies and A doesn't. We don't have that. We only have a nafkamina where Teshuva Kein Tedura is still a concern, Abaye's concern is still a concern, and Rava's concern is not a concern. So what did Rava add? What did Rava add over here? Are you going to tell me he doesn't hold of Teshuva Kein Tedura? Rava would just essentially take Masechta Sukkah, which, like on half the Dapim, makes some sort of reference, veiled or otherwise, to Teshuva Kein Tedura, and just rip up the whole thing. He doesn't hold of Teshuva Kein Tedura. Hard to imagine. So says Tosfos. Of course he does. Says Tosfos. Pirtza Kara Laganav. Lav Mishum Delesle LeRava Drasha Teshuva Kein Tedura. DeBraisu LeKaman BePirkei. There's no way Rava rejects Teshuva Kein Tedura. It's a Braisa. There's no way Rava rejects it. Rava accepts Teshuva Kein Tedura. Okay. Well, what's the obvious problem then? Why does he accept Abaye's answer? I mean, why does Rava feel like he needs another explanation for Shomrei Ginos Upardesim? So the only reason he would ever suggest something in addition to Teshuva Kein Tedura is if he could dream up a case where the Shomrei Ginos Upardesim don't have to worry about Teshuva Kein Tedura, that they've got covered, but you still have to worry about something else. So maybe that's what Rav is telling you. Look, let's say they're in Ginos Upardesim, but they also happen to own a moving company, so they brought a moving truck and all their furniture is out there in the sukkah, so they don't have to worry about Teshuva Kein Tedura is taken care of. Rav says, I would still say Pater, because it appears to Karla Gan. That's one way to understand what Tosfos is saying. The other way to understand what Tosfos is saying, because again, Tosfos is not explicit or elaborate at all. The other way to understand what Tosfos is saying, yeah, Rav agrees Teshuva Kein Tedura, so why doesn't he agree to it over here? Why does he have to suggest his own thing? Because Abaye's application of Teshuva Kein Tedura is somewhat of an unusual application.
Where do we normally say, give me a normal halacha, teishvu came to do it? Who's pater because of teishvu came to do it? Give me a case where someone doesn't have to sit in sukkah because teishvu came to do it. What? It's time. So there's a swarm of bees all over your sukkah. If there was a swarm of bees in my house, I'm on the phone calling my sister saying, I'm sleeping at you tonight. Okay? You know, like, I'm out of it. So, okay, if there's a swarm of bees in my sukkah, Teishu came to Duru, I'm out of it. That's fine. And Rava would agree to that. Abaye is applying Teishu came to Duru in a very different way. Well, what's different about this Teishu came to Duru? At least the way Rashi understands it.
It's a bit more literal, like, to the house, like, what exactly like their house
is. Yeah, I mean, the sukkah is fine. The sukkah is fine. There's nothing in the sukkah that's causing you trouble. There's nothing in the sukkah that's causing you tzar. Elamai, the sukkah is missing some things. So you know what? Figure it out. Bring those things. Oh no, it's going to be such a schlep. So schlep. You have a sukkah, figure it out. You got to bring those things. So Abaye says, no, but the mitztayer is going to be to bring those things. You know what? Building a sukkah might be mitztayer also. It's not always so easy to build a sukkah. Meaning the application of Teishu Kein Teduru that Abaye is saying is an application that's beyond a typical Teishu Kein Teduru. So what Tosfos might be saying is, of course Rava agrees in principle to Teishu Kein Teduru, but this application of Teishu Kein Teduru, maybe not so much. Maybe that's why Rava doesn't like the approach of Abaye. But backing it up a little bit, both Rashi and Tosfos say, Holchei Drachma Rapater, why? Teishu Kein Teduru, and just like you would leave your house on a trip, you can leave your sukkah on a trip. What's the pasuk that it's based on? Right? The phrase Teishu Kein Teduru is not a pasuk. A sukkah's Teishu, Shabbat Yama. You're supposed to be Teishu in a sukkah for 7 days. Nehechi Teishu, that's Kein Teduru. Where does it say anywhere in the pasuk that the way you're supposed to sit in sukkah is the way you sit in your house? That's kein teduru. Where did Chazal see it in the pasuk? Is it Gzeir Shava? Is it where does that come from? And what does the word teishu mean? To dwell or to sit, right? It can mean both things. It can mean either one of those things, right? So it's interesting. The Torah Tamima has a fascinating ha'ara. I put it in your Marmakomos over here, where he points out, Pum Rabbos Bob Gemara Drasha Zu, this is in source number four. A lot of times you have this drasha, Teishvu came to do. Upasha to Darshu came up in Mamatsinu, Bekamakam Tanach, Lashem Yeshiva, Hamar Al Diras Kevin. Says Teishvu Kein Teduru, the words Kein Teduru are a translation of Teishvu. Teishvu in general, whenever it appears in Tanakh, means that you should be koveya yourself, that you can set yourself, establish yourself, be comfortable somewhere. Kamo bavor Teishvu be'eretz Goshen. We were to dwell, live, make a home in Goshen. Via rashta, via shafta ba. What's that? Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What's the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? To go on vacation, to go on trips and enjoy the restaurants and whatever. That's the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. No, the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to be part of the Yishuv, to make it your home. It's nice to go. I'm all in favor of going on trips and visiting and whatever, so that you could light that fire again to remember that this is where we belong and we got to come back. But the and every Dalet Amos is a mitzvah and all that, and great. And Makomos HaKadoshim, v'chulei, v'chulei, and tzaddik, all great. But the real mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Teishvu. Make a home there in Eretz Yisrael. Yoshvei Eretz. So he says, that's all it is. Pasukas Teishvu, when they say Kein Teduru, it's not some drasha, gzeir shava, this or that, a kal v'chomer, nothing. It's just translating the word Teishvu. Teishvu always means in Tanakh that you're being koveya yourself and with some level of permanence. But he says, the word yeshiva also means to sit. And he says, it could be that in addition to the mitzvah of living in sukkah, there's a special mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah in the sense of sitting in a sukkah. And he suggests that if you have a sandwich, again, regardless of price, I'm bashing anybody. Right? You have a sandwich and you want to go eat it in the sukkah. And you go out to the sukkah and it's like, ah, the chairs are wet from when it rained last night. Chairs are still wet. So no problem, I'll stand and I'll eat my sandwich. Says the Torah to me, not a great kiyuma mitzvah. Is it an isra of eating outside of the sukkah? No, you're in a sukkah. But not the highest level kiyuma mitzvah. The kiyuma mitzvah ideally should be yeshiva. Because that's the normal way to eat. He says it's also dangerous to eat standing. I don't know if modern medical research bears that out or not. I think they, Chazal tells us that after you eat, you're supposed to take a walk. You shouldn't eat and go to sleep. Or like fall asleep with the cheese doodles on your chest or anything like that. Right? You should eat, walk, you know, a little exercise. Not eat too much at night. Okay, go to your health classes and whatever, you'll figure it all out later. But that's... But so health, other reasons, you sit in sukkah. Now I understand the Shvera Rambam that everyone asks on. You know, there's a big deal in poskim. How do you say Kiddush? Do you say Kiddush standing or you say Kiddush sitting? Standing, right? Why? Because his last name is Tversky. Anyone else with a Hasidic background? Stand for Kiddush, right? Who sits for Kiddush? Oh, okay, so from Washington Heights... We sit for Kiddush. Why? So, where does... What's the argument to sit for Kiddush? What's the argument to sit for Kiddush? Kiddush Makom Suda is the argument to sit for Kiddush. Right? You're supposed to have Kiddush Makom Suda. You sit when you have a Suda, so you sit for Kiddush. Says the Rambam, sit for Kiddush with one exception. Rambam Hilchos Sukkah. One exception when you stand for Kiddush. What's that exception? On Sukkot, you stand for Kiddush because part of the Kiddush you're going to have to say the bracha, Asher Kishon Sosa Vitzivanu, Leishiv Basukha. And what do we know about every bracha and mitzvah? You say the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. So you say the bracha and then sit. So you got to stand for the Kiddush and then sit when you drink it because the bracha's got to be over Las Yasa. So asks the entire world on the Rambam, the Rabbah, the Rosh, what are you talking about? Basukah Seishu doesn't mean sit in Sukkah, it means dwell, live in Sukkah. When you are standing and saying Kiddush under the Schach, guess what mitzvah you are already doing? Sukkah, yeshiva besukkah. In what way does that make it over Las Yasan? Just because you haven't sat down yet. So it says it starts Mima, but according to my Yesod, it comes out very good because there's Tzveidinim. He doesn't say it like this because he's not a Christian, but Tzveidinim in Yeshiva B'Sukkah. There's a kiyum of living in the Sukkah and a separate kiyum of sitting in a Sukkah. So, of course, the Rambam would be Moda that when you're standing, you're already in the Sukkah and you're already being Mekayim the mitzvah of living in the Sukkah. But what are you not being Mekayim? Sitting in the Sukkah.
It's two aspects of one mitzvah.
Yeah, two aspects of the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, because the word yeshiva itself has a dual meaning. That's what the Torah Tamima suggests to be miyashev that shvera Rambam, or that Rambam that's otherwise difficult to explain. Now, one more ha'ara before we get into the main topic over here. Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas points to a marsha in Maseches Tainis that relates to our sugya. Because marsha, the Gemara in Maseches Tainis talks about how Yosef instructed his brothers, you know, after he revealed his identity to his brothers, you know, that whole emotional outpouring. So he instructed his brothers, go back to Yaakov, let him know that I'm alive, right? That I'm ruling over all of Egypt. What does Altir Gezu Badarach mean? Don't become agitated on the road. So Rashi on the spot quotes different shittos, but one of the shittos Maran Tainis says is don't be engaged in the Dvar Halacha on the road. Because you're going to start learning, and you know, the way we learn, we fight a little when we learn, right? If we're learning in a healthy way, there's some give and take. So you're going to be learning on the road, and then you're going to get lost, and you're going to get lost in your arguments in Torah. Al tirgizu b'darach, right? That's what the Gemara says. Says the Marsha, why didn't he tell them not to do any mitzvahs on the road?
He says, because they're on the road. They're patur from all mitzvahs. When you're holchei derech, you're patur from mitzvahs.
Oh, but learning, you're not really patur from, because learning you could do just by speaking as you're walking, by listening to shiurim or whatever, right? You could do learning even while you're on the road. So he told them, even though normally you would be learning, but this is too important that you get there quickly, don't be learning on the road, just get there. So such a vesvengel. Marsha is making a shocking assumption. That holchei derech, what's he assuming? People who are traveling are patur from all mitzvahs? What are holchei derech patur from?
Sukkah, that's it.
The list of things holchei derech patur from includes one thing, sukkah, period.
End of the list, beginning of the list, end of the list.
The Marsha that makes this assumption that holchei derech, anyway, they wouldn't be doing mitzvahs, they're pturim in a mitzvahs, but they're chayav medivrei Torah. So says Rav Yosef Engel, heim dvarim temuin. Dilomatzino holchei derech mishu pturim miklum milvad misukkah. And how do I know that it only applies to sukkah? Because what's the pasuk that teaches us that holchei derech are pater from sukkah?
What's the pasuk?
No. Teishu, came to do. Both Rashi and Tosos. Holchei derech are pater, how do I know? Teishu came to do. Teishu is a pasuk by sukkah, it's not a pasuk by anything else. And adrabba. Uvelech v'derech, you're chayiv in Kriya Shema. Right? And therefore all other mitzvahs. So it's a very strange assumption that the Marsha is making. Says Rav Yosef Engel, what he must have meant is that most mitzvahs are impractical to do while you're traveling. And it's not shaykh to do most mitzvahs while you're traveling.
Well, why is it not shaykh to do most?
Because you're traveling. So he says, yeah, but you wouldn't call that pater. Because there's no fundamental p'tur. By sukkah there's a fundamental p'tur. He says, lo yipol al himana ha'efsharios lashon p'turim. On the impossibility of something, we don't call that patur. We just say you're an anus, you were unable to do it. Fine. Now here's the main topic I wanted to talk about. You're traveling on sukkahs, Chol HaMoed trip, great adventure. Right? Is that the place where people still go? Huh?
Whatever. Hershey Park, great adventure. What are these places?
The Bronx Zoo. It doesn't matter. And they don't have a sukkah there, let's say. Let's say you went on, you messed up. NCSY was there yesterday. You came to all the guys were there. You don't know what happened. Or maybe you docked the one that way. Okay. So you docked the one that way. So you go, there's no sukkah. Can you eat a sandwich? Can you eat amotzi? Can you eat mizonos? You're holchei derech, you're traveling. So would you taina? On the one hand, you could say, who told you to go to the Bronx Zoo? You could have stayed at home in proximity of a sukkah. On the other hand, you could say, sukkah chavav, holchei derech. So you guys say, no, holchei derech is only when you're going to do something important, like a mitzvah, let's say. But not at stam when you go to the Bronx Zoo. Prove to me that that's incorrect. The Gemara has two separate categories. There's holchei derech are pater, and there's holchei dvar mitzvah that are even more pater. That are pater even when they're breaking. Even when they're taking a break from the traveling. So holchei derech being pater while they're on the road, when you're sitting in traffic in Jackson, New Jersey, trying to get over the exit to get to Great Adventure, holchei derech, you're on the road. It's a pretty compelling case, right? You should be from, so you should be allowed to eat your sandwich. No?
Comes along, Rav Moshe says, no.
You're taking a Chol HaMoed trip. You can't miss the mitzvah of sukkah. Rav Moshe writes, I have four rayos. Four rayos. So take a look, source number 8. Igros Moshe Archaim Chel Gimel Sim Tzadi Gimel. Ubedvar latseit letiul leta'anug bialma. Stop! Want to enjoy yourself. You go into Madison Square Garden to watch the circus or something, the kosher circus. L'makom shelo yeh lo sukkah. In a place where they do have a Carlson Gabby stand, but no sukkah. Remind me, Carlson Gabby's shir lunch tomorrow. So you're going to shir lunch tomorrow. We're going to have a shir lunch. So to a place that doesn't have a sukkah, he says, Mistav lani yazdaiti sha'asir. He says it's asir.
Why?
The whole chiddur of mishisa b'sukkah daf chavav kshul dvar rishus shpaturin al kol panim b'yom hu kishaholch in the mischar.
He says, no, the whole chidrachim, Rav Moshe says, is when you're going for something important. Like for business. Where do you get that from?
So if you look at Rashi, on whole chidrachim, what does Rashi say? Whole chidrachim, yom v'suk steshu ken yeshivus bezik shem shekal shana enu nimna milachs b'derech bischara. Just like the rest of the year, you would not lock yourself in your house and refrain from going out bischara. So to Ansukis, you don't have to refrain from going out bischara.
That word is totally extra. Rashi could have skipped that word and the Rashi would have been just as good. Just like the rest of the year, you don't lock yourself at home and refrain from going out. So to Ansukis, you don't have to lock yourself at home and refrain from going out. Why does Rashi add the word bischara?
Because only such trips would exempt you from sukkah. Only if there's some value to going. Okay, maybe. Some value to go. And we'll see, Rav Moshe is flexible on value. But there has to be some real value other than just stam, I enjoy it. You know, my kids were telling me already, they're already planning out. On Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the Yankees home opener, they gave up, you're planning, right? Is there value other than enjoyment? So Rav Moshe says there are three types of trips. It's not like the Gemara says, Holchei Drachim and Holchon Dvar Mitzvah. There's Holchon Dvar Mitzvah, it's the highest, and then you're Pater at all times. Holchei Drachim is the next level down, which is for Schora, then you're Pater while you're traveling, and then below that is Latan of Bialm, that doesn't exempt you from anything. And he says, and I'll bring you a Raya. It's in the fourth line at the end of the line. Raya number one. V'hago atzmecha. He says, my first Raya is a Svara. Adam sheyesh harbe pam sheyashim b'chatzer otachas kippas hashamayim mishum shenene b'zeh yosar mi b'bayis. Let's say you have a guy who likes camping. Nowhere far away, in his backyard. He sometimes enjoys the fresh air, so he sleeps in his backyard. You know people like this? I don't. But he said, you know, you have a guy like that. Is he going to be part of from sukkah? Well, that's the way he treats his house. Sometimes he likes to leave his house and enjoy fresh air. So he should not have to sleep in the sukkah. Let him just go. Imagine, in his backyard, he's got a sukkah. And there's the guy sleeping next to the sukkah. Not in the sukkah, next to the sukkah. You know, once you're going for it, you can sleep outside, you're roughing it, you might as well go. Rav Moshe says, well, you think that's allowed? There's no way that's allowed. So is that a strong raya? Is that a strong raya? So what's his raya?
You see that just if it's just for your own enjoyment, that's not enough to part you from sukkah. Because there's no way a guy who likes the fresh air and would leave his house for fresh air is allowed to leave sukkah for fresh air. To sleep in you know, tachas kippas hashamayim.
Yeah?
What? No, sleeping is a greater chiyuv than eating. He's not sleeping. A guy who normally sleeps outside of his house, there's no way he's allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah.
So one might say,
is there a Gemara that says that, Rav Moshe? You know, is there a Gemara? Is there a halacha in Shulchan Aruch like that? That a guy who likes camping is not allowed to camp outside of his sukkah? There's no Gemara that says that. Rav Moshe is saying, I can't imagine that would be true. Well, maybe it is, though.
Maybe the answer to Rav Moshe's first try is one big fat, ein hachinami. A guy who likes camping and leaves his house to go camping outside, let him go camping outside of his sukkah. It's weird, but, you know, let him do it. Why not? Maybe that should be Rav Moshe's raya. Is a homeless person brought from sukkah? Because I don't have a home. Normally, always outside. I don't know. So just one night of Chol HaMoed. He's not going to stay outside every night.
Is he doing every day or doing three times a year?
Whatever. Every once in a while, he likes to do it. So he's treating it no different than he would his house. But the raya is not so strong. Second raya. He says, you know, the Gemara says, Mitzta'er is patur min hasukkah.
Says Rav Moshe, if anyone who has any leisurely activity that he would like to get to is pater from sukkah, you could have told me a much bigger chiddush than mitzvah pater min sukkah. What could you have told me? If you have somewhere else to be, you're pater from sukkah. The Yankees are playing now. I'm pater from sukkah. Why did Rav say that? It must be that it's only when you're mitzvah you're pater from sukkah. Having somewhere else to be?
That's not.
Can you reject that raya?
In Moshe's raya, that stam, because you want to be somewhere else, is not a patur. Because we say mitztayer is patur from sukkah.
If wanting to be somewhere else
were a patur, we should have said a greater chiddush, that wanting to be somewhere else is patur from sukkah.
I wasn't so convinced by that, Raya. Mitzar patur from sukkah is a totally different din than wanting to be somewhere else. The guy who's mitzar may not want to be anywhere else. He may actually want to be in the sukkah, but it's raining, so he's patur from sukkah, and therefore he's nikra hedyot if he stays in the sukkah. He's called an idiot for staying in the sukkah because it's not a sukkah anymore. So it's just a totally separate din. It's not like mitzar is one grade above, you know. And why say the lesser chiddush? Say the greater chiddush. It's not just a totally separate thing. And if you're going to be suffering while you're in the sukkah, then Rav Moshe brings a third raya. Magen Avraham Taf Reish Mem Sivkat Niyadalid says if you're not able to sleep well in the sukkah and it's going to cause your whole day to be messed up, you still have to sleep in the sukkah. Why? Obviously you enjoy sleeping outside more. So he says, you see, that sleeping outside is not a good enough reason. He says, the story our Gemara told, Rabbi Rav Huna, who is it? Rabbi Chia Rabbi? Rabbi Chisra Rabbi Rav Huna, yeah. So they're traveling, they're sleeping outside in a very lovely location, a very enjoyable location, much more enjoyable than a sukkah. You know how they could have explained their behavior? This is Gishmach, we like this. Tanuk, I enjoy it. But that's not how they explained their behavior. How did they explain why they were allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah? Shluchi mitzvah. Oh, it's because we're shluchi mitzvah, that's where Father. Hamashma, that if they weren't shluchi mitzvah, I don't care how much you're enjoying yourself, that's no excuse. Says Rav Moshe, you see from the story that enjoying yourself is not enough. I don't know. Do you see that from the story? The fact is that they were shluchei mitzvah. They had a more encompassing heter. They had a greater patur. So why not mention their great patur of being shluchei mitzvah? And then he says what his real argument is. Yeah? Exactly, that's the point. That's you're mitzvah, so it's not a sukkah.
No, so even if the guy says, like, no, I want to be here, he's still considered to be a mitzvah.
Right.
So.
And he's patur from sukkah. I'm trying to say, the din of mitzvah is totally different than the din of halachah drachim. Halachah drachim is your choice to be where you want to be. And you have somewhere else to be. Mitzvah is just, it's a fact that if the sukkah is causing you tzar, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And you're not chayav in the mitzvah. They're two totally separate demons. Then Rav Moshe says his real raya. His real raya is Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos tells us that one of the holy Amoraim was wearing a beautiful garment that didn't have four corners. And the point is, he was not wearing a garment that had four corners. So one of the other Amoraim said, tzitzis check. What's the deal? How come you're not wearing a bag that has tzitzis? So he says, because you only have to put on tzitzis when you're wearing a beggar adult conference. And she said, I say, what, would I get punished for not becoming chayiv in a mitzvah saseh? If I was chayiv, I would do it, I promise. If I had beggar adult conference, I would absolutely wear it. But I'm going to get punished for not becoming chayiv in the mitzvah? So the response was, chayiv no, but be'idin ritzchum. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is otherwise angry, he will not look proudly at this. And you may end up suffering for failure to go out of your way to try to do a mitzvah. Meaning a mitzvah is not something that you try to come up with a clever way out of. I have a beggar with dalakam, so I just circle off one of the edges. No. A mitzvah is something you look for the opportunity to try to do. So says Rav Moshe, that's my real argument here. He doesn't say this is his real argument, but this is his real argument. He says, a mitzvah of sukkah. So right, you say, I love the zoo. I love, going to a ball game. A mitzvah is not something that you... let me take a trip so that I won't be chayiv in the mitzvah. No. Be chayiv in the mitzvah.
stay home so you could be chayiv in the mitzvah, so you could do the mitzvah. That's what Moshe is good at. Now, yeah.
But shall we make you chayiv? And they didn't say he's chayiv, they said you should be chayiv.
What?
They still agreed if he would have chayiv to pay on a full payment.
That you would not be chayiv, but you shouldn't do that. So Moshe is saying you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't take a trip and therefore exempt yourself from sukkah. Now you're right. This is different than the first three arguments. First three arguments, he was saying, the first three riyas Moshe had was that while you're traveling, you're still chayiv in sukkah. You still have a chayiv. This Moshe is saying in a chinami, you're not chayiv, but it's not right. What you're doing is not right. Now, in a later tshuva, Rav Moshe was asked, and what if you want to take a tiyul in Eretz Yisrael? Would that be different? This is in source number 12, in the Gemara Moshe Ben Ezra Chil Dal Sim Lam Beis Ol Ches. You want to take a tiyul in Eretz Yisrael, would that be different? So Rav Moshe says, I don't understand your question. Why would it be different? He said, I can't chap the question. Can you chap the question? No, I don't think that's what they're. Yeah, you're traveling to see the sights of Eretz Yisrael. You're going to learn about where the Nevi'im were and where Avraham Avinu went, and everywhere it is, everywhere you go. It's Yul in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Stam going to the Bronx Zoo. It's Yul in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to the Gan HaChayot HaTanachi. You know, you're going to learn all Tanakh over there. Yeah, it's an entirely different experience. Everything you go to is a mitzvah. Every Dalai Lama's you walk is a mitzvah. Mistama, that's what the question was thinking. But Moshe said, I don't understand what your question is. Why would Eretz Yisrael be any different? He says, maybe this was your question. And he surmises that the person's question must have been that you live in America and you're on like a once-a-year trip to Eretz Yisrael and you're only there for Sukkot. You're not going to be able to go see the sights after Sukkot. So it's an opportunity. You know, why is it that you shouldn't go to the Bronx Zoo or to a ball game on Sukkot and give up the mitzvah of Sukkah? Because go to the Bronx Zoo some other time. Go to a ball game some other time. Says Rav Moshe. But maybe if you're only in Eretz Yisrael for that window of time and you're not going to be there the following week, so you have to take advantage while you're there. Maybe that's what you mean. He says, I hear it. But it's got nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. You could be in France.
Meaning you're somewhere that you don't live and you're only there for a short period of time. Wherever you are,
I don't know. Eretz Yisrael, France, whatever, it doesn't matter. He obviously didn't understand the question. I mean, the question was obviously about the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, and he must have really held that there is no mitzvah of taking a tiyul. Meaning, just like walking down the Ramas in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah when you're going on a tiyul, you could pace back and forth, you know, keep track on your Fitbit and whatever, get all your Dalai Ramas 1,000 times over in your sukkah. And that also is a mitzvah. Like he didn't shtel tzu to this question at all. Which is a very interesting take. Now, yeah.
Based on that raya, anything that can prevent you from not doing sukkah should be also done too.
Yeah.
So how far does this extend go? Not just TLM.
No, so Rav Moshe in the end said that it's a unique opportunity. Right, TLM would be the...
Them,
you know, Rav Aryeh Lichtenstein was once asked by a group of, I think it was Bnei Akiva in Israel, that wanted to do their big trips from Chol HaMoed, and they were going to go to a place where there wasn't a sukkah. And they said it was their only opportunity to go to such a place. And he said, I don't understand you guys. You're in Israel. There's a sukkah everywhere. He said, like, you're going to dafka go to the one place where there's no sukkah? He said, do you know how many people work in office buildings in Manhattan, in Midtown Manhattan, that would never in their wildest dreams eat a sandwich in their office? They'd go down to sit in some crowded, disgusting sukkah, you know, if they want to use that, or their dafka order sushi for lunch, or whatever, something there, so that they get, they wouldn't dream of it. And you're going to be mechanic children like this? Like, very similar to, like, Rav Moshe's last thing. Who does that? You want to do the mitzvah. Now, what one very important caveat to what Rav Moshe is saying. What's Rav Moshe's raya? Not raya, but how does Rav Moshe explain Holchei Drachim? Holchei Drachim are pater. How can you tell me, Rav Moshe, that Holchei Drachim are chayiv? So how does he explain it? Holchei Drachim just means?
Business.
There's mitzvah, there's business, and then there's stam.
is, I mean, then it's just enjoyment. Is business not a mitzvah? So Moshe seems to be assuming, going for schora, and Rashi seems to be assuming, going for schora is not a mitzvah. That would not be called a mitzvah trip. Where else is there a nafkamina la halacha, whether something is a mitzvah trip or not? So there's a halacha, it's a mishnah masech Shabbos, that a person is not allowed to be maflik bespina 3 days before Shabbos. I think, did we just discuss this in the Tanya halacha here or something? Yeah? Huh? Oh, maybe that was it? You're not allowed to be maflik bespina 3 days before Shabbos. What? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever, they're not going to get into the details. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're not allowed to be maflik bespina. Scheduling an elective surgery, I think that's what we... Yeah, it was from the rabbis last year. Yeah, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why? Because you might have to come to be mechal Shabbos, whatever. But paskin shulchan aruch l'dvar mitzvah shari. For a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to leave on a business trip. For a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to leave on a trip on a Thursday or a Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Says the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, a business trip is a dvar mitzvah. A business trip is a dvar mitzvah. That lechor is a problem for Rav Moshe. Why? Because Rav Moshe wanted to argue there's dvar mitzvah, there's holchei drachim, which is business, but it's not a dvar mitzvah, it's just business. And then there's even below that, tanug bialma. But if you're passing like that, Ramah, that a business trip is a dvar mitzvah, and that Ramah didn't pull it from nowhere, it comes from a Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen was asked about a person missed davening because he was busy with some business deal. He was trying to make a deal or something, and he missed davening. Do you call that that's a posheya, and he's not able to do tefilas tashlumin because he was negligent? Or do you say, no, it wasn't negligence. He was osek in a dvar mitzvah. Says the Shumas HaDeshen, business, mitzvah. It's a pretty broad definition of mitzvah. What makes business a mitzvah? You agree to it in your ksuba that you're going to support your wife and your children, right? That's a mitzvah. I have to live it.
There's also a lot about on Shabbos, you're going to walk through a river to go somewhere, and then are you able to walk back through that river? Because it's a shash
speaker.
So you say you can walk through and back if you're going for a bar mitzvah, because we don't want you the next time to say, oh, I can't go.
Yeah, but on Shabbos wouldn't be business.
No,
right.
but then we say if you're going for something like business, then we say you cannot walk back.
Ah, so you're saying over there business is clearly not a dvar mitzvah. I don't remember the sugya, so you have to look at it. Tosus and Ksubas quotes that Gemara, because when he talks about Schita, Tosus and Ksubas Davav Amarav, Nesachayad and Zyasa, quotes that Gemara about Schita Mitam Libin. So I don't remember the original sugya. That's an interesting ha'ara. We have to look at it. One could argue, though, that this is not a kasha, it's really a klutz kasha. Because it could be schoras considered a business considered a mitzvah in certain contexts, and it's not considered a mitzvah in other contexts.
It's probably the bare minimum amount of money that you need to live by.
Okay, maybe that, but maybe even, you know, there are certain things that are mitzvahs because the Torah defines them as a mitzvah. Nitzilas lulav. It's a mitzvah because the Torah says it's a mitzvah, right? There are certain things that are clearly not mitzvahs at all. Going to a ball game, not a mitzvah. Then there are certain things that can be a mitzvah based on your kavanah, but may not always be a mitzvah. Schora is probably that. Right? Would you say that someone is osik b'schora is patim in a mitzvah? If he's doing business, he's patim in a mitzvah? What would you say? Osik b'schora patim in a mitzvah because he's osik b'mitzvah. Probably not. Right? Or maybe it depends what his kavanah is during that schara. Is it, I need to make this deal because three tzedakah organizations are waiting for my check and I want to be able to support them. And that's his kol kavanasa in doing this deal. Yeah, then it's a mitzvah. But if it's like, you know, I saw, you know, the newest model of a certain type of car that I want to buy, and it would be really great if I could close this deal. I remember once when in DRS, when we were years ago, they were thinking about building a whole new floor on the building. So they went to one of the big gevurim, and they said, you know, we'd like $1 million to build a whole new floor on the building, please. I said, please. And he went on his computer or his phone or something, and he showed them a certain stock that was at priced at whatever. He said, if that stock hits X amount of money, you got it. Meaning, so for that guy, why does he want that stock to hit that price? Because he wants to be able to give $1 million to build the yeshiva. Then whatever he does to help that happen, that's a mitzvah. But if it's just he wants $1 million because who doesn't want $1 million?
So did he reach it?
Not I think Yitaka did give the money in the end, but they're still sitting on it for right now. But I think that's it's in the plan. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not in the game anymore. But
what if someone's job or business is the head of a mitzvah, regardless of kavanah, or doctrine?
So this comes up in the sugya that we didn't get to, that we skipped. If you look at Chav Vav Amar Al, the top of the page, second line, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, Kosvei Svarim, Tfilin, Umezuzos, Hein, V'tigrehen, V'tigrei Tigrehen, V'kolosken b'mlech Shemayim, L'asuyim, Morchei Tchelus, P'tur Mer Kriya Shemayim, Tfilin, and Tfilin, Mekol Mitzvah Amar Zbetar. People who are what? Merchants? Tfilin merchants? The guy who owns the Svarim store doesn't have to do Kriya Shemayim, Tfilin, Tfilin. Why? He's an Isaac b'mitzvah. So many of the Rishonim point out, it really depends. What? Many of the Rishonim point out, it really depends what he's in it for. And this quote of Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham quotes this. That it really depends why he's a why did this guy choose to be a Mocher Svarim?
So he
doesn't have a dog. So if he chose to be a Mocher Svarim because it's a good living, it's not, but he thinks it's a good living. So then he's not part of anything. But if he says, "I want to be able to be mezaka the tzibur, I want to be able to be mezaka the public in mitzvos, elamai, I also have to eat, so I have to charge money for it." A guy owns a supermarket. Once had this conversation with Aaron Hertz, owns a local supermarket here, and you know, you got to charge money. Because you can't just give food for free, otherwise you're not going to have any. You've got to charge money. But what's your Ikur Kavan? If your Ikur Kavan is, I want to provide kosher food with the highest level of kashrus for people to have an onik Shabbos and to support Jewish families and to live and whatever, Elamai, I've got to charge money if I'm going to be able to continue to do so. So then that's great. To employ who?
All the Muslims in the tri-state.
Okay. But if your Kavan is... If your kavana is, it's a good business, you know. So then it's not a mitzvah. So there are three levels. Lulav, always a mitzvah. Whatever your motivation is, your motivation could be that you want people to say, "Ooh, look what a frum guy that is." That's fine. Lulav is still a mitzvah, and you're still a nosik mitzvah when you're taking lulav. Shofar is always a mitzvah. Tefillin is always a mitzvah. Then there are things that are never a mitzvah, right? That are just things, you know. Then there are things that, depending on your kavana, it take on the role of a mitzvah. And it could very well be, you would only say ozing mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah, when you're having that kavana that turns it into a mitzvah. So schora, yeah, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the sense that, when you have kavana l'shem mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. But it's not enough of a mitzvah for us to say, oh, it's an automatic exemption. Automatic exemption from whatever else you're doing. So Moshe's not necessarily going to have a problem with the Trumas Hadeshin defining Schora as a mitzvah. Now, it should be pointed out, not everyone agrees to Rav Moshe on this. Rav Elyashiv disagreed. Rav Shlomo Zalman does agree with Rav Moshe. Now, Elich Shlomi, take a look. Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees that a tiyul bi'alma is not permissible in Chol HaMoed if you're going to miss eating in a sukkah because of it. Everyone holds you allowed to take a trip. The question is, can you eat a sandwich outside of the sukkah while you're on that trip? Can you sleep outside of the sukkah while you're on that trip? So Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo say no. Rav Elyashiv says, look, I may not love it, but, you know, it's a Gemara. Holchei Drachim. It's too big of a chiddush to tell me that Holchei Drachim only means if it's, you know, a rabbinically approved trip. Holchei Drachim means you're traveling. So a traveler is part of from sukkah.
Yeah, according to the ones that say you can't have a sandwich on a trip, do they not want you to take a trip, or are you supposed to just have
no, so Ramesh would say, and Rosh Hashanah would say, you can take a trip, you just can't violate it, any Isra of Achilu Chutzlusut.
Or Nefashah's food?
Yeah, or Nefashah's food, that's what you would have to do. An example. That why else would you leave? Schora, you leave all the time. An example. That's l'chora what he would say. If you look, there's a sefer we have in the base manager by the Halacha Shavs, I think it's called Ashrei HaIsh. It has Psakim of Rav Eliashiv. Quotes that Psak from Rav Eliashiv. So it's in print, that Psak from Rav Eliashiv. You know it's not in your Mar Makomos. Okay, we'll stop there. Have a wonderful day. There'll be a new sugya tomorrow. We'll start with something new tomorrow.